This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website, and the news on AIR mobile app. The program will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam starting today. During the visit, he will lay the foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur District, Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. The cancer hospital, equipped with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors, will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the two-day Global Investor Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhagalpur in Bihar, where he will release the 19th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country will receive direct financial assistance totaling more than 21,500 crore rupees. He will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar. Mr. Modi will then head to Guwahati to attend the Jhumer Binandani Mega Jhumer 2025 event. The Mega Jhumer celebration marks 200 years of the tea industry and the beginning of industrialization in Assam. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long tour to Jaipur, Rajasthan today. During the visit, Mr. Dhankar will preside as the chief guest at the 14th convocation ceremony of the Jaipur National University in Jaipur. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has urged the youth of Jammu and Kashmir to move beyond the Sarkari Naukri mindset and explore entrepreneurship, emphasizing the potential of startups in driving economic growth. Inaugurating the National Startup Festival at Government College for Women in Jammu yesterday, Dr. Singh highlighted the success of agriculture-based startups, particularly the Purple Revolution, which has enabled over 3,000 youth to earn lakhs through lavender cultivation. He also visited 45 startup stalls and interacted with young entrepreneurs. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. This session is proposed to be held for 3 days. Delhi Assembly in a notification stated that the newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place on the same day. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, UP Warriors defeated Delhi Capitals by 33 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Delhi Capitals' decision to bowl first backfired as UP Warriors posted a total of 177 runs in 20 overs, losing 9 wickets. For UP, Chanel Henry scored a rapid 62 runs off just 23 balls, while Jess Johansson claimed 4 wickets for Delhi Capitals. In reply, Capitals were bowled out for 144 runs in 19.3 overs. Jemima Rodrigues played a fighting knock, scoring 56 runs off 35 balls. Henry was adjudged player of the match for her all-round performance. This victory marked UP's first points in the tournament after losing their first 2 matches. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India will take on arch-rival Pakistan in their Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. The match is set to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. India, led by Rohit Sharma, made an impressive start to their campaign with a commanding 6-victory over Bangladesh on Wednesday. On the other hand, defending champions Pakistan were handed a 60-run defeat by New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. A win for India today would virtually secure their place in the semi-finals of the 8-team tournament, while Pakistan faces a must-win situation to stay in contention for the last 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.